Hello, yeah, I'm really shy and retiring, as you can tell by my outfit. Okay, so I'm pretty bewildered to be here. I rolled out of bed. I get up on the early breakfast show. I get up at 3 a.m. Monday to Friday, where I do the show from 4 till 6:30. It's been an intense weekend. I haven't done my usual slumber. I've been doing all sorts at Women of the World Festival and amping up towards this International Women's Day. So well done for getting out of bed. You're all incredible. A little bit on the history for me, which is short-lived as what's becoming an activist, I think. It kind of happens after a while. 4 years ago, I was invited to stand on top of a bus at the South Bank Centre on Internet. Well, I think it was 2 days before International Women's Day, and talk about equal rights and what it's like to be a woman. I was in my early 20s. I didn't know much about International Women's Day or what it really meant. I've always been one of the kind of converts of girl power. I was obsessed with the Spice Girls when I was growing up, but that's the kind of closest that I got to understanding feminism. And suddenly something happened inside of me, and it kind of started to all make sense. I was then invited by Annie Lennox to co-present an evening of entertainment and discussion that she put on. She changed my life. I listened to her. She completely blew me away. And I understood that a lot of the feelings inside of me and like the injustices and the sadness and the worries and the unfairness that I feel is just, which I'm sure a lot of you have worked out or haven't yet, and that there is still a problem when it comes to female empowerment. My journey got longer. I became an ambassador for another charity, which I won't mention the name of, but another charity which empowers women. I've been to visit female beekeepers in Ethiopia who are completely changing the faces of their community in rural towns just by learning a trade and being able to do that at home, and they were incredible. I've visited empowered women in Malawi. I've been to lots of different places in Africa now, and I have seen how it's something that's so complex across the planet. But if we can help and we want to help, we have to start it here. So it's to do with my personal journey and my sort of ideals on the bigger picture. But for Women of the World Festival this year, I made a short film called Wow Now about women of the future, because I wanted to go into schools and speak to girls that are aged between 12 to 17 as to how they're feeling about being a girl and being a woman, because they're going to be all of you very soon, and hopefully they're going to be in positions of power and feel comfortable within that. And unfortunately, from the research that I did going around the country and speaking to young girls, I felt exhausted and desperate that there is still a long way to go. And the rampancy of the internet is intensifying any teenage pressure that any young girl might have had over the course of history. And I feel like we need to focus a lot on education, and we need to continue with our own individual sort of feminist feelings, wherever that resides, and not gang up against each other, because it's different for everybody and individualism should be celebrated. And continue to focus not only on our own kind of lives, but on the lives of women of the future. So please do watch the film. It's called Wow Now with Gemma Kearney, and it's up on the South Bank Centre YouTube channel. Please spread it. Please pass it on. I'm compelled to start some crazy campaign now. I want to literally just tell every single girl in this country that everything's going to be okay, and you don't have to look like Kim Kardashian. I'm desperate. I'm ready to go. And just keep up the good work, people. You know, like, it's trial and error, isn't it? But I'm totally on board. So yeah, use and abuse me. I'm up for it. I'm here. I'm ready to shout and use my giant mouth as much as possible. Thank you.